Genesis chapter 3, verses 7, 8, and 12. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. In verse 12. Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." These verses describe the immediate reaction of our first parents after their fall into sin. It's a familiar pattern passed down to all of us from Adam and Eve, along with our sinful nature. When we sin, our default position is to do just what Adam and Eve did here after the first sin. Try to cover the shame of our nakedness with fig leaves. Try to hide our sin. Hide from the consequence of our sin. Try to pass the blame onto others, perhaps even God himself. Think about the last time that you committed a sin that you know you did. It could be anything, like cheating in class with an AI-generated essay, or looking at pornographic material on your devices, or stealing food from a fellow classmate in the dorm, or being cruel or unkind to one of your students. How did you respond when questioned about those things? Did you try to cover it up with the fig leaves of lies? Did you try to hide behind good things you've done in the past or behind what someone else did that was far worse than what you did? Maybe you blamed your professor for giving such a hard assignment to begin with, or maybe you blame God for making girls too pretty. Or maybe you blamed your fellow classmate for leaving her food too accessible. Perhaps you even blamed that student for always being such an annoyance and nuisance in your class. In the Bible, King David stands out for following this same sinful pattern. Recall his adulterous affair with Bathsheba. After discovering that he had impregnated another man's wife, what did David do? He sewed fig leaves. He called Uriah home from battle, hoping he would go home to his wife, sleep with her, and then think the baby was his own. But Uriah refused to go home to his wife while his fellow soldiers were at war. David tried again. He got Uriah drunk in the hopes that then he would go home to his wife. But even at that, Uriah was more honorable drunk than David was sober. Finally, David tried hiding his sin by having Uriah sent to the front lines of battle where he knew he would be killed. David would rather let another man die than confess his own sin. He stacked sin upon sin as he tried to cover up his shame and hide from the consequence of his sin. For some time, David remained in this pattern of cover up, hiding, and perhaps even blaming others for his sin until God sent Nathan the prophet to confront him over it. Thankfully, God's word broke through David's stubborn, stony heart, and he confessed and repented of his sin before Nathan. David seems to have chronicled his faith journey during this whole time in several psalms that he wrote, one of which is Psalm 32. Listen to how David describes the effect it had on him when he was refusing to confess his sin and tried to cover it up instead. Verses 3 and 4. "When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer." This is what happens when you use the sinful pattern of cover up, hiding, and blaming others. The result is exactly the opposite of what we think we're accomplishing in that moment. No sin gets covered up. Rather, sin only gets compounded. Now, listen to what David writes next in Psalm 32, verse 5. "I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Did you catch how what David writes here is the very opposite of the sinful pattern that we default to? And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. David writes, I acknowledge my sin to you. Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. David writes, in my iniquity I have not hidden. Then the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate. Repentant David writes, I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And what was the result of David's confession? And you forgave the iniquity of my sin. David confessed, and his sin was taken away. David begins Psalm 32 with these words. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Notice that it's not blessed is the man who covers up his own sin, but rather, blessed is he whose sin is covered. Let's go back to Genesis for a moment, to the very first death. No, not Cain and Abel. This other verse in Genesis. Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. God knew those fig leaves coverings Adam and Eve had made for themselves would never do. And so he killed an animal, made tunics of skin to cover them. Blessed is he whose sin is covered. Try as you might, nothing you can do can rid yourself of the guilt, shame, and punishment of your sin. And so God sent his only begotten Son to live perfectly for you and die for you on the cross, covering your sin forever. Covering up, hiding your sin, blaming others will never free you from the guilt of your sin. Instead, God's word teaches that the very thing your sinful flesh dreads the most in those moments is the very thing that's needed most, confession and repentance. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Blessed is he whose sin is covered. Thank God for the sin covering he has provided for us in the perfect righteousness and atoning death of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Your sin is forgiving you. Amen. I invite you to open your hymnals to hymn 325. We're going to do something a little different with the hymn today. You'll need to open up to hymn 325 and then also open up to hymn 371. We're going to sing hymn 325 verse 5. And then we're going to flip over and sing hymn 371, verse 1, both to the tune of hymn 371. So you'll want to have both of those open and available. Hymn 325, verse 5, and then 371, verse 1.
Yeah.